From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
You realize something when you take this job. It's a big job with a lot riding on you, and you feel it. But you also know that this is a job that does not last forever.
Today in Washington, the town is buzzing as Speaker of the House Paul Ryan blew the roof off the Capitol building, announcing that he will not be seeking re-election for his House seat in the upcoming November midterm elections.
To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to fulfill my served term as I was elected to do. But I will be retiring in January, leaving this majority in good hands with what I believe is a very bright future.
Speaker Ryan made the announcement this morning, claiming that he had completed all that he'd hoped to do, citing his two most gratifying accomplishments as reforming the tax code and rebuilding the United States military. His reason, he said, principally has nothing to do with Donald Trump nor the possibility that his House of Representatives may lose their majority in the upcoming midterms. The reason, he said, was simply personal.
What I realize is, if I am here for one more term, my kids will only have ever known me as a weekend dad. I just can't let that happen.
When Mr. Ryan took the job, he was a reluctant candidate, finally accepting the position after much coercing. He was Mitt Romney's vice presidential running mate against President Obama and Joe Biden in 2012. An Algerian military transport plane carrying soldiers crashed Wednesday, killing at least 257 people. Officials said the plane went down near the Boufarik Air Base, about 25 kilometers southwest of the capital of Algiers. The dead include 247 passengers and 10 crew members. Most of the victims were soldiers and their relatives. This is VOA News. After Russia's ambassador to Lebanon said Russian forces would shoot down any missiles fired at Syria, U.S. President Donald Trump said today that Russia should be ready because they will be coming. He tweeted earlier today, "You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it." U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley derided Moscow yesterday for not backing the U.S.-drafted resolution to create a commission to investigate.
History will record that on this day, Russia chose protecting a monster over the lives of the Syrian people.
Both Syria and Russia have denied the allegations. The United Nations says it hopes the Democratic Republic of Congo will attend a donors' conference in Geneva later this week, aimed at raising $1.7 billion for life-saving aid. Because of worsening conditions in DRC, the United Nations declared three regions in the country as a level 3 emergency late last year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations reports more than 13 million people in the Democratic Republic of Congo are in need of humanitarian assistance. 7.7 million are going hungry. More than 2 million acutely malnourished children are at risk of dying. A spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lajerke, tells VOA the DRC government's displeasure with this designation is based on a misunderstanding.
It's not a classification of the severity of the crisis. It's a classification that is internal to the UN system so that we mobilize, so that we are able to respond to the crisis as it is.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Lajerke notes the L3 emergency was declared for a six-month period and will expire on April the 20th. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg repeated apologies for recent security breaches on the giant social media platform in the first 2 days of his testimony before congressional committees in Washington. He mentioned fake news, foreign interference in elections, hate speech, and data privacy.
We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry.
Facebook was shaken by revelations that tens of millions of users' personal information was accessed by the UK-based political consultancy Cambridge Analytica. An Egyptian military court has referred 36 defendants accused of taking part in deadly church bombings to the country's top religious authority to consider the death penalty. They're accused of taking part in bombings of 3 Coptic Christian churches in 2016 and 2017 that killed dozens of people. Islamic State claimed responsibility for all 3. I'm Joe Palca for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.